بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، نحمده ونصلي ونسلم على رسوله الكريم، أما بعد. الحمد لله. It brings me great pleasure to welcome all my respected mothers and sisters and the brothers seated here to the 22nd annual sisters gathering arranged and organized by the Islamic Dawah Academy. Alhamdulillah, it is only through the fadl of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the grace and mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that He has enabled us to gather here today with an intention to listen to the words of Deen, listen to the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the words of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, benefiting from the advices of our most respected Shaykh hafidhahullah ta'ala and the respected ulama. In the times we live in, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us much opportunities, many opportunities for us to remind ourselves of our purpose of life. Our purpose of life, which is to please Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to acquire the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the purpose of every single believer, to acquire the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala becomes pleased with us. That we gain the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this can only be acquired when we remember this purpose. We remember this purpose and we work towards this purpose. But living in the times we are, the environment we are surrounded with, there are constant distractions taking us away from the purpose, making us negligent of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and negligent of the purpose of life. And this is why we have programs like this, for us to reconnect ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to revive ourselves spiritually, so that we are able to fulfill this purpose of life. So we should express gratitude to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that He has enabled us to gather for this purpose, to remind ourselves, to come back onto this purpose, to reconnect ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to become those who acquire the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Just to remind all respected mothers and sisters that the program has been arranged today in the masjid, and it is also a gathering of deen. We need to ensure that we maintain the etiquettes and the adab of the masjid, the house of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to make sure that we do not speak unnecessarily, we do not engage on our phones, and we should not disrespect the masjid in any way. One is the adab and the etiquettes of the masjid, and the other is the adab and the etiquettes of the gatherings of deen. So we need to ensure that this sitting in a gathering wherein the words of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala being conveyed to us, the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam being conveyed to us, that we do not disrespect the Qur'an and the hadith. We don't disrespect the advices of deen. So keeping this in mind, we need to maintain the adab. And secondly, we need to ensure that we fill in any spaces within the gathering, just so that we do not inconvenience anyone who is looking for space after.